was in full dramatic flow. Leaping up on the little truckle bed, he made a number of gouging gestures above his head. Bisky held out his other paw, as though he were thrusting a dagger, relating avidly to his goggle-eyed friends.
1, 2, 3, 4. Prince Garf stole the 4 precious stones, which were the statue's eyes. Aye, mates, old Garf popped them out just like that. Robbed the eyes from the great Doomwhite idol.
But Dibben Hedgehog, Dibben is the name given to the youngest Red Wallace, interrupted curiously.
Why did he do that?
Frintle, his older sister, sighed impatiently.
Because he was Garf, the Prince of Mouse Thieves, that's why, silly spikes.
Bisky was accustomed to Dibben's butting in. He carried right on with the story.
Well, there was all manner of...
The door given. He continued.
And who, may I ask, is responsible for this riot?
The bleak gaze of Turrilus swept the dormitory, coming to rest upon the hog-maid Frintle. She could no more resist Turrilus's stare than a baby chick confronted by a hunting serpent. Frintle's chubby paw shot forth, pointing at Bisky. Words bubbled forth unbidden from her.
"'Twas him, brother, a-telling of fibby stories. He's the one what started it. Honestly, brother."
The infirmary keeper turned swiftly on the culprit.
"I might have known. You, as one of the older dormitory creatures, ought to know better. You should be setting an example instead of behaving like a mad beast."
Bisky bit his lip at the injustice of it. Twink was the one who had started the pillow fight. He tried to explain.
"But, bruh..."
Turrilus's harsh tone cut across his words sharply.
"Silence! Not another word, you young savage! Directly after breakfast tomorrow, you will appear on Abbott's report."
Bisky knew there was no...